Chapter 6. Thrushcross Grange. Early the next morning, Mr. Linton visited Hindley and told him that Kathy was feeling better. "I called Dr. Kenneth and he came straight away," Mr. Linton told Hindley. "He said that she mustn't move until her foot heals. She can stay with us till she's better."
"That is very good of you, Mr. Linton," said Hindley.
"It's a pleasure," Mr. Linton said with a smile. "Edgar and Isabella are delighted, and so are my wife and I."
"We are very grateful to you."
"Oh, no. The Earnshaws and the Lintons have been good neighbours for generations. I'm glad we can be helpful at a time like this." Lowering his voice, he continued, "There is one small matter, if you don't mind."
"What is it, Mr. Linton?"
"We don't want to see that gypsy boy at the Grange," Mr. Linton said. "I hope you understand. He was rude to my wife and servants."
"Of course," Hindley said. "I give you my word that Heathcliff will not go near the Grange again."
Kathy was at Thrushcross Grange for 5 weeks. When she returned home, she was transformed. Her hair was beautifully combed. She wore a blue silk dress and she spoke more politely. Kathy was a lady. When Hindley and Francis saw her, they were delighted. Kathy looked around and asked, "Where's Heathcliff?" Hindley turned to Heathcliff, who was standing outside the door, and said,
"Heathcliff, you may welcome Miss Kathy like the other servants."
But Kathy didn't listen to her brother. She ran up to Heathcliff and gave him 7 or 8 quick kisses on his cheek. Then she stopped, looked at him and started to laugh. "Heathcliff," she said, "you look so angry. Have you forgotten me?"
"Shake hands, Heathcliff," said Hindley. "That is allowed."
"I shall not," replied Heathcliff angrily, "and I won't be laughed at." "Heathcliff, I didn't mean to laugh at you," Kathy said. "But you look so dirty. If you wash your face and comb your hair..." "You don't have to touch me," Heathcliff said. "I'll be as dirty as I want." Having said that, he ran out of the room. Heathcliff didn't appear until the following evening. I was working in the kitchen when he entered. "Nelly, will you help me?" he asked.
"What do you want?"
"I want to be good and clean for Kathy," he said. "You upset her yesterday when you ran away," I said. "She upset me too," he said. "You made her cry." "That's good," he said. "I cried too, Nelly."
"All right, I'll help you to be a gentleman, Heathcliff. You'll be even finer than Edgar Linton."
"Will you, Nelly?" he asked. "I know I'm taller and stronger than he is, but I'll never have fair hair or white skin like he has."
"Heathcliff," I said, "when you smile, you're very handsome. You may be a prince. Perhaps you were stolen from a king's palace, taken to Liverpool and then left there for Mr. Earnshaw to find you."
Heathcliff smiled. "I like that," he said. I was pleased that Heathcliff was talking sense, and I had hopes that he would become more gentle. I gave him a comb and said, "Now, go and comb your hair." At that moment, Hindley and Francis entered with Isabella and Edgar. They had come from the Grange to visit Kathy. When Hindley saw Heathcliff with a comb in his hand, he pushed him and said,
"Get out of here."
Turning to Edgar, he said,
"Look at him, combing his hair."
"It's long enough already," said Edgar, who was standing in the doorway. "He looks like a horse." That insult was too much for Heathcliff. He picked up a glass from the table and threw it at Edgar. It missed his head by inches. Edgar turned pale and looked as if he were going to cry. Hindley dragged Heathcliff upstairs, hitting him all the way.
"You beggar," he shouted. "I curse the day my father brought you into this house.
He threw Heathcliff into one of the rooms and locked the door. Late that night, Hindley told me to unlock the door and let Heathcliff out. Heathcliff came and sat in the kitchen. He looked ill and didn't want to eat anything. He sat staring into the fire.
"What are you thinking about?" I asked him.
"Revenge," he replied.
"One day, I'll get my revenge on Hindley. I don't care how long it takes me. I only hope he doesn't die before I do."
"Heathcliff," I exclaimed. "What terrible words. Don't talk like that. We must learn to forgive people, not punish them."
Heathcliff gave me an angry look and said, "Nellie Dean, you don't understand me at all."